Hello and welcome to the 33rd edition of Random Pursuit on the Incomparable Network's game show, a game that discards the board and shuffles trivia cards from lots and lots of trivia games. I'm your scorekeeper, Stephen Schepansky, and now your host of this and every episode of Random Pursuit, Erica Ensign.
Thank you, Stephen. Today we have an extra special group of players, and I will introduce them in the order they will play. That order was, as always, determined by random.org. Player one. He was there when Stephen and I met, and he officiated the ceremony where we got hitched. Then he moved halfway across the world, so we barely get to see him anymore. So sad. But I forgive him because he's one of my favorite people ever, and I'm so excited to have him here for his first time playing Random Pursuit. Welcome, Eric Stadnick.
Hi. I wasn't sure who you were talking about until the very end. Yeah. It's wonderful to be here.
I am so excited. Player two. She's the first friend I made when I moved to Edmonton. She's still among my IRL besties, and not just because she bakes me the loveliest birthday cakes and macarons and makes me beautiful things like art to hang on the wall or a D&D DM screen shaped like a castle wall complete with crenellations. Thank you for being in my life and for being here, Annette Weirstra.
Oh, thanks. You make me sound pretty awesome. Don't you all wish you lived in the same city?
You are pretty awesome. Thanks. It's true. Player three. She's maybe my favorite person to follow on social media because her combo of clever wit, fandom intensity, and relatable shitposting is chef's kiss perfection. But the rare and precious times I get to see her in person are the absolute best. Welcome back to Random Pursuit, Sarah Murphy.
Thanks for having me.
Player number four. He inadvertently introduced Stephen and me, and without that, this show wouldn't exist because I would only know one person on this podcast. He's been a stalwart pal ever since, going so far as to podcast with Stephen for many years. Thank you for being you and for being here, Kyle Anderson.
Oh, well, that I can't live up to that ever.
You do every day.
Oh, you stop.
I will, but only because I have one more player to introduce. Player five, last but certainly not least, is the one person I would still know if not for Kyle's intervention. I've known him, well, pretty much since he was born. He was there for the genesis of my love for Trivial Pursuit, playing against me or with me on teams, and he shares that love. So I am super excited to welcome to the show my cousin, Scott Ensign. Welcome, Scott.
Thank you so much for having me. Great to be here.
I'm so excited. Oh, this is delightful. Stephen, are you as excited as I am? No.
You remind me of when The Cure were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or something, and the very, very effervescent British journalist came up to him and says, "Oh, you just got invited to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Are you as excited as I am?" And Robert Smith goes, "Oh, from the sounds of it, no." And
that's a great clip.
Laugh at that. I am excited.
All right. Well, you know, that's fair. Nobody could be more excited than me right now. But I do still need to tell everybody how the game works. Random Pursuit is a lot like the classic Trivial Pursuit board game, but instead of using the board, each player has their own six-sided die.
Or a dice rolling app like Dice by Peacock.
Now available on the Apple Vision Pro. Anyway, the players roll their die to determine which question on the card they will answer.
For each question they answer correctly, they get 1 point. If they answer correctly, they can roll again for another question, but they can only answer up to 3 questions on each turn. Except for the final round, when there is no question limit.
If they roll the same number 2 times in a row on the same turn, they get to pick which edition that question comes from, and it's almost always a kid's edition, and that is totally okay. If they happen to roll the same number all 3 times on the same turn, they can pick both the edition and the category. Occasionally I miss this, so just holler if I happen to miss that.
We'll play for about 7 rounds, or an amount of time determined by me, and then we'll do one last round with no question limit, and the player with the highest score at the end becomes the random champion, with bragging rights that last until the end of time. Part two.
Ooh, little Doctor Who joke there to start us off. Nice work. All right, let us all dive in. Eric, you are going first, so please roll your six-sided die.
I have a couple different dice sets because I'm a DM in Dungeons & Dragons. Really,
yes.
I have my rainbow dice out tonight. 5.
Nice. I love it when people describe their dice to me. It is one of my favorite things. All right. This is coming from the Trivial Pursuit Millennium Edition. I hasten to add that's Millennium, not Millennial. So This is about the previous millennium. It came out in 1998. Category 5 is sports and leisure. Yep. Congratulations for starting us off strong, question mark. What? Oh, boy. What automatic weapon was once marketed as, quote, the ideal weapon for the protection of large estates, ranches, plantations, etc.? Wow.
Sports and leisure.
I mean, I guess it's leisure. I couldn't begin to guess. I'm going to say a Gatling gun.
I love that guess. And that's not correct. It was actually the Tommy gun.
Oh,
yeah. Or the Thompson submachine, as the as the card says. Oh, so
popular favorites amongst the Chicago gangland folks of the 1920s.
My goodness. Yeah. Okay. You know what? I feel like there's no shame in getting that question wrong.
I'm okay with it.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we're going to move on to Annette.
Hello. I'm going to roll my dice, which is a brand new set of dice, and it's really pretty. It's like clear, but it has like flowers embedded in it. And it's...
Oh, you sent a picture of that, and they were very pretty. Yes. I was very jealous.
I also rolled a 5.
Okay. All right. This
it's probably
is coming
sports
from...
too.
Well, it's not, because this is the Lord of the Rings movie trilogy collector's edition.
I'm excited. I never get ones from this one.
And category 5 is warfare, so that's kind of like sports, I guess. I mean, the Tommy gun question would have sort of fit right in.
What is your knowledge on artillery there, Annette? We'll find out in a brief moment.
Middle Earth artillery.
I would have said the Winchester rifle, because I could come up with that. That's what I would have said.
Okay, so category is warfare. It's supposed to be the yellow category, but it is not yellow. It's brown. Every single thing on this card is brown. Little sword. What race of Middle Earth beings made Sting? Sting is capitalized. What race of Middle Earth beings made Sting?
I think it was the dwarves.
You think incorrectly. I am sorry.
Ooh.
Yep.
Was it elves?
It was an elvish weapon. Yep.
Just if for those of you who have not played trivia with me, which is I think all of you, I'm terrible at it. I usually lose.
I love Annette with all my heart, and she is correct.
It's true. I'm just so bad at trivia, so I don't know why I keep coming back, and it's only because I love Erica.
And we love having you, and you know, it's nice, especially for new players, to have somebody that
who's gonna do worse.
They're gonna beat.
I'm gonna do worse than you.
It's like true. A safety school. Like, you'll
I think
be better
like
than
maybe
Brown,
a couple of times I was like second last, but you know.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we love you for it. It's great. All right. We're going to move on now to Sarah. Sarah, roll your 6-sided die.
My die is what happens when you type D6 into Google. It's not very pretty. I'm sorry. I got a 2.
All right. This is coming from, and I swear I didn't fix this for you. This is coming from the Doctor Who edition.
Boo. Boomers.
Sometimes those are really hard.
That's true. It's the BBC Doctor Who Trivial Pursuit edition from 2013. The version sold in the United States. It has little Daleks on the side for the categories. Category 2 is a pink Dalek, which means it's companions. So can you tell me, what was the homeworld of Jabe, the tree woman that the Ninth Doctor met on Platform 1?
Oh,
I have to turn the card sideways.
No, I cannot.
Mm-hmm. Does somebody else want to get a ghost point for that? The concept of the ghost point is when you know the answer to a question that the person who was asked did not. Ghost points don't count for anything, but they make your heart happy.
Jabe is from the Forest of Cheem.
Correct. Cheem is the answer on the card. So you get a ghost point, Eric, and it's worth absolutely nothing.
I feel better because that gun question was stupid.
All right, Kyle, it is your turn.
Hello, and I shopped at the same dice store as Sarah, so that's the one I have. I'm rolling, and I got a 5.
All right, lots of 5s in this game. Mm-hmm. This is coming from the Family Edition. The Family Edition came out in 1992. This is a turquoise card, which means it's questions for the grown-ups, not for the kids. Sorry. Once again, Category 5 is sports and leisure.
Nice.
What was the first U.S. milk chocolate bar, comma, produced in Pennsylvania in 1903?
Well, I probably would have guessed it had you not said the Pennsylvania part, but I'm going to say Hershey.
Correct. The Hershey bar. You get to roll again. Congratulations on getting the first point in this game.
All right, I'm rolling again, and I got a 2.
All right, this is coming from the Trivial Pursuit Millennium Edition, in which category 2 is arts and entertainment. What aging pop icon forgot the lyrics to We Can Work It Out on MTV Unplugged?
I would imagine that is Paul McCartney.
It was indeed. You get to roll again.
Wow.
Somebody's on a roll.
Jeez, it's a little vindictive, aren't we there, Trivial Pursuit? You point out the one thing that he did wrong. He was in the damn Beatles, for God's sake.
I got a 2 again.
Oh, that means you get to choose the edition that your question comes from. I will tell you that most people choose either Junior Trivia 1 and 2 or Trivial Pursuit Junior Edition or the Disney Children's Box or the Family Edition Children's Box or Star Wars.
Star Wars!
I don't want to
children's.
Do
the children's. Oh. It's good strategy.
You can do whatever you want. One player picks the Silver Screen Edition every time, and they almost always kill it, so... It's up to you.
Yeah, I'll do the Silver Screen Edition, sure.
Oh, look at this.
Look
all
how
right.
pliable Kyle is here. Just like
Mr. Suggestionable. Let's see. Silver Screen, that came out in 1983. So this is about movies before 1983. Category 2 on the card. It says TIT, and I always have to double check because it makes me giggle. Yes, I'm 12. Titles. It is titles. All right. What film could have been retitled Mary Poppins Goes Topless?
That is the Blake Edwards film SOB.
It sure is.
Wow.
I'm like, Kyle's going to know this.
Okay. Well, Kyle, congratulations on the first sweep of this edition of Random Pursuit. You have answered 3 questions. That's all you get to do for now. So it is time to move on to my beloved cousin Scott.
Wow, I'm a little scared to follow that.
You know what? Everybody else got 0, so if you do, you're good company.
I'm going to lose, so you're good.
Okay. So I realized after I grabbed it out of my game closet that my 6-sided die is from the game Heckmeck. Is anyone familiar with that?
Mm-mm.
No, it is a game with dominoes and dice. It's a kid's game. And instead of a 6, there is a red worm.
Fun.
So, yeah. And I rolled a red worm.
Okay.
Which is a 6.
All right. Well, the category is not red. It's orange because it's leisure, because it is coming from the Walt Disney Family Edition.
Nice.
And I will quickly point out that the Walt Disney Family Edition is not all Disney questions. It's just an edition. Scott, you and I probably played this together many years ago. Because this is my family's old version. So there's one box for kids, one box for grownups. This is coming from the grownups box. So, not a kid's question, but Scott, welcome to the world of leisure. Is Friday a senior fun day at Disneyland? And that would be as of 1986, when this game came out. Is Friday a senior fun day? That's capitalized, by the way, at Disneyland.
Am I supposed to know what a senior fun day is?
I mean, if you do, maybe it would help, but it's a yes or no question, so you got a 50-50 chance.
I feel like if it's for seniors, they wouldn't do it on a Friday, because that would be a popular day for juniors. I'm going to say no.
I'm sorry. At the time, at least, the answer was yes. Friday is a senior fun day at Disneyland.
I like you. Right. This whole intro, but like the questions aren't about Disney; it's about everything.
And then there's of course one of the Disney ones.
In the 90s,
here's a specific Disneyland policy related question.
How well do you know admissions policies for Disneyland?
Not well enough, apparently. Jeepers!
Yikes!
Yeah, I don't know if Senior Fun Day is still a thing at Disneyland.
Thank you for checking.
Or what it counts for, but I will look into that for later, though. I can tell you right now, though, that the only senior who is having fun, he's not senior, he's younger than I am, but Kyle has all the points in that round. It was 3. Nobody else got any, but it's very early in the game.
It is indeed. So we're gonna loop back around to player one with Eric. Please roll your 6-sided die.
Ooh, 3.
All right, this is coming from the 2000s edition, which is quickly becoming one of my favorite editions because it's so weird. instead of a card that has 6 different categories on it, there are 6 different colors of cards. Each color is a different category. So this is the green card, which means your category is, as I just frantically scroll to try to find it, science and tech. So that's the category. And then each card has a subcategory. Your subcategory is call a doctor. And yeah, so think about science and tech and call a doctor as you answer this question. According to Popular Science Online, pro football players get whacked in the head as many as 500 times a season. True or false?
I mean, a lot. So I'm going to say true.
I am really mad at this question now. The answer is false. And this edition gives a little extra information. And it says false. Make that 1,500. Ouch. And the way the question is worded
as
makes it sound like...
As many as? No. Yeah. Huh? That is so, not how grammar works, writer of questions.
I'm very annoyed.
I'm walking with 0 points and a lot of anger.
Welcome to Random Pursuit.
Justifiably.
Yep. Yeah, you're getting the real Random Pursuit experience, and I apologize.
See, this is where you secretly give yourself another point. So you have, like, 2 ghost points. Just don't tell Erica about it. Because you're like, I technically got that right, even if the card was wrong.
Mm-hmm. All right, Annette, it's your turn.
Okay. I rolled a 6.
All right. This is coming, again, from the 2000s edition, but this card is purple, which means that your general category is the arts, and your subcategory is mimics. So keep that
mimics.
In mind.
So, like, also Dungeons & Dragons.
Maybe, but doubtful. We'll see. Let's see. Here's your question. What Inside the Actors Studio host did Will Ferrell perfectly parody in guest celebrity interviews on SNL?
So I do not know a single host for that show at all. Not one. I can't even come up with a funny answer. I'm just like, I just don't know.
Even a thing here? Was Inside the Actors Studio?
Yeah, it is, but I never watched it. And yeah, sometimes I'm penalized for being Canadian. I don't know. Who's the host of that?
I know.
Do you have a guess at all, Annette? You want to guess anything?
No, I don't have a guess.
Okay.
Bob Barker.
Somebody said they knew it. I would watch that.
Ghost Point?
Scott? Yeah. What do you think, Scott?
I believe his name was James Lipton.
Correct.
That is correct. All right.
And there was only one. Yeah. There was only one host, right?
Only one. I think so.
I think
Yeah. He died not too long ago.
That's sort of a trick question.
Well, 3 or 4 years ago. Yeah.
That's what made great soup, James Lipton.
Yep.
Good food. Sarah, it is your turn.
All right. I have rolled a 4.
All right. This is coming from Trivial Pursuit Genus 3, which came out in 1994. Category 4 is Science and Nature. How long did it take someone to win Joseph Brahma's prize for picking his newly designed lock? It's multiple choice. It's 67 hours, 67 days, or 67 years. How long did it take someone to win Joseph Brahma's prize for picking his newly designed lock?
I think 67
hours, days, or years?
I think it's years.
It is.
67 years. Wow.
He displayed it in the window of his store.
Holy moly. That's very impressive. You get to roll again.
Do
we know what the prize is?
Sure. Yeah.
It didn't take one person 67 years, right? It just took 67 years for someone to do it.
Yeah. Okay. I had a lot of tumblers.
I rolled a 3.
All right. This is coming from the 2000s edition. I guess a bunch of those. I would like to point out right now, Steven is the one that shuffled and randomized these cards this time. So if you're angry about which cards you're getting, it's his fault. You can blame him.
Sure. I specifically told you, I don't know how to shuffle. You said, just put them on the floor and rustle them about. That's what I always do anyway. And so I did. And she complains about it.
I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, put the blame where it belongs. That's
sure,
all.
On me.
And I don't always do it that way, but it is easier because the cards are not exactly the same size. So it's very difficult to shuffle these. But yes, 2000s edition, the general category, science and tech, the subcategory, app happy. That's APP, app happy. And the question is, which tech giant launched the aptly named Rooms, an app that creates invite-only personalized chat rooms? Rooms has a capital R for rooms. Which tech giant launched the aptly named Rooms, an app that creates invite-only personalized chat rooms?
I have no idea. I thought you were saying runes, and that was a much more exciting app.
Nope. R-O-O-M-S, runes.
Looking Let's for a say tech Microsoft.
Giant. That's a good guess, but that's not it. It is Facebook, announced in 2014, it
wow.
says.
Wow. And what happened to those it? Now? I feel like it's probably just about eight bodiless people floating around in the VR world right now, trying to pretend it's a cool party.
All right. Kyle, it is your turn.
Oh, hi. I'm rolling again, and I have a 6.
All right. This is coming from the Genus Edition, the good old classic that started it all, in which Category 6, as is right and proper, is sports and leisure. Who won the 1960 Olympic light heavyweight boxing gold medal?
I don't know if this is correct. First thought, best thought, Sonny Liston.
I'm afraid that is not it.
Cassius Clay.
It is Cassius Clay.
Oh, watch them bashes beat like a skull. Yep.
All right. Scott, that brings us to you.
All right. I rolled a 3.
All right. This is coming from the Lord of the Rings movie trilogy collector's edition, in which Category 3 is supposed to be orange, but it's not. It's brown. It's a little tree. the category is, this is hilarious, good characters.
Good characters.
Those are my favorite ones.
I love the categories in this thing. Yes, I believe in the context of the game, they mean as opposed to evil characters. Oh, but you can you can interpret as you like. All right. What race of beings originally made the 8 seeing stones?
The 8 seeing stones.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember. Are wizards a race of beings? Do I get to...
I mean, you can guess that if you want. I'm not going to answer you as to whether or not that's the truth.
Or are wizards men? I don't remember. I'm going to say wizards.
I'm afraid that's not it. Apparently, the default answer for this edition
is elves. Elves do everything.
Elves. Yep.
I mean, they've been around for a long time.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They make presents. They make cookies.
shoes.
And they make eggs, shoes, everything.
And they're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're good, apparently.
All of them.
All of them are good. Well, the only elf who was good in this round, Sarah got the point in round 2. So we'll see in round 3 who gets the 1 or 2 or 3 points.
We are crushing it, folks.
You guys, this is really truly an appropriately scored game of Random Pursuit. This is just how they tend to work. It's weird when they don't. So thank you for making me feel comfortable, I guess. But also, still, sorry. Eric, it's your turn.
Okay, great. I'm rolling my die. I got a 1.
All right, this is coming from the Silver Screen Edition. Again, that came out in 1983. The category 1 is settings. Your question is, what Martin Scorsese film opened with a shot of steam rising from a Manhattan manhole?
That feels like it could be any Scorsese film.
Yeah.
But I think it's probably Taxi Driver.
It is Taxi Driver. Woo, you get to roll again. And if this game keeps going the way it is, then nobody else is getting any points in this round. So congratulations
on your win in this round, Eric.
5.
All right. This is, it's also coming from the Silver Screen Edition, in which category 5 is...
I did my best.
It's fine, dear. It's fine. It's good. I mean, maybe Eric's really excited to get to Silver Screen.
I'm excited to hear about it. So
the category is production. Ooh. And the question is, what's the term for the day's shooting that returns from the lab for viewing by the powers that be?
The Russians.
A weird question. It is the Russians. The powers that be.
Wow.
Really weird question.
It's actually Powers Booth who they're talking about.
4, please, for my final question.
All right. It's not another Silver Screen question. It is Trivial Pursuit Volume 6. That's right. It's volume, not genus, because I think they thought people were too dumb to say genus.
I always thought it was Genius Edition. I admit it. I'm the one. It's fine.
And that's you're not alone. Category 4 is science and nature. What disease did the FDA approve the fast-working drug Malarone to treat in 2000? And that's spelled Malarone. What disease did the FDA approve the fast-working drug Malarone to treat in 2000?
I have no idea. So I'm going to guess a disease that may have existed in the year 2000. Let's say swine flu.
It was not. It was malaria.
Malarone. Okay, makes malaria.
That's some, that's actually
they were better at naming.
Way better. Drugs. Well, then they ran out of names and they have to come up with a bunch of X's and Y's and Wi-Fi passwords for drugs now. So,
all right, Annette, it is your turn.
Okay, rolling a five again. Please don't be sports.
it's not. I will tell you that right now. Okay, this good. Is coming from the Trivial Pursuit Junior Edition, which came out in 1996. And these questions are the cards are bright orange and they are portrait instead of landscape, which I was originally annoyed at. But the orange has won me over. It's very cute. So I like that. However, the categories are just colors and there's no letters or anything to give me a hint as to what the categories are, but it's pink and that's nature, which also doesn't make any sense. So as I've talked myself around, maybe the junior edition is not my favorite anymore. Anyway, category five, nature. What animal has the largest ears?
I'm going to say an elephant.
You are correct. It doesn't ask for a specific kind of elephant, but do you know which kind of elephant has the largest ears?
I think, doesn't the African elephant have a bigger ear?
It does. Good job. You can have an extra ghost point for that.
Thank
if you.
Thank
you.
Want. Wow. I'm on the board.
Giant ear guy.
He just needs to stand next to an African elephant to make a compare.
I keep telling him that.
Mm-hmm. All right, Annette, it is your turn again.
Oh, I can roll again. I don't know this feeling.
I know this is unstandard. Yep.
It's a one.
All right, this is coming from Trivial Pursuit Genus 5. Category 1 is people and places. Okay. What South Central U.S. state is home to towns called Flippin, Grubbs, Yellville, and Gasville? And this is you being penalized, perhaps, for being Canadian. Or maybe not, because I wouldn't know it. But what South Central U.S. state is home to Flippin, Grubbs, Yellville, and Gasville?
I drew a lot of maps of Canadian provinces and not many of U.S. states when I was a kid in school. So let's say South Central, let's say Arizona. This is a wild guess.
It is not Arizona. It does start with an A, though.
Is it Arkansas?
It is. How did you know that?
Like South Central. Yeah. Gasville. I mean, a lot of the southern ones have sort of the Ville, like sort of the French Louisiana Purchase names in there. Just deciphering. That's all. Just deciphering. Right, well, that's
a ghost point for the
score. I'll just mark that for myself there. Yep, yeah. Thank you very much.
All right, Sarah, it is now your turn.
All right. I have rolled a 3.
All right. This is coming from the Trivial Pursuit 20th Anniversary Edition, which came out in 2002. Category 3 is news. What fish's skin did Chilean designer Claudia Escobar use to make bikinis to send ripples through the fashion world in 2001? What fish's skin? Wow. I don't think I'd want to wear a bikini made out of any kind of fish's skin. It's not sea bass. It's salmon.
That salmon would skin. Fall apart.
Right?
You think. It's also, you know, news 2001, the first thing that comes to mind is not fish skin bikinis.
No, speak for yourself.
What?
All right. Well, Kyle, it's your turn. And this one is also coming from the 20th anniversary edition. So maybe we'll get some more fish related swimwear. I don't know.
I am pescatarian, so that's perfect. 6.
All right, this is coming from category, let's see, GT is game time, which is basically sports and leisure, face it. What record-setting running back, when asked how defenses could stop him, suggested, quote, kidnap me? This game came out in 2002, so what record-setting running back, when asked how defenses could stop him, suggested, kidnap me?
Well, I don't know the answer, so I'm going to be a hometown boy. I grew up in Denver. Is it Terrell Davis?
It is not. Anybody else have a guess at that one?
Maybe usually James Brown?
No, it's Walter Payton.
Walter Payton.
Oh, sure.
Okay. Actually was kidnapped during the third quarter of Super Bowl in 1986.
You're making things up now.
But they still won. They still won. Chicago Bears still won.
Steven, you could say anything about sports and we'd probably all say, totally. Yeah, that makes me like, I remember that.
He knows. He knows. All right, Scott, it is your turn.
All right. I got a 5.
All right, this is coming from the Trivial Pursuit Family Edition, and this is a yellow card, which means it's from the children's box.
Perfect.
Category 5, however, is sports and leisure. So, this is fun. Which of Snap, Crackle, and Pop wears a stocking cap?
Oh my gosh.
In case you care, their names are italicized, and they all have exclamation points at the end because that's part of their name. Snap, Crackle, and Pop. Which one wears a stocking cap?
Oh, boy. I think I have some.
And you have to say it with the exclamation point, or I'm not going to take it.
I have some generic Rice Krispies in my pantry right now. I'm going to say Pop.
I'm afraid that is not the correct answer. Does anybody know this? I certainly didn't. I would have had to guess. It's not Snap.
It's Crackle.
which means
clearly Crackle. I was trying to say Crackle. No, I was saying Crackle. No, I mean Crackle. Good point.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, Annette bucked the trend there by being the second person to get a point in a round. So well done, Annette. Eric got two, which gives him two. Annette has one. Sarah has one. Scott has none, clearly because Erica is punishing him to show that she is not being biased towards family
sure,
members.
Sure.
But Kyle still has an insurmountable lead of three.
Yeah, woo-hoo. No one will ever catch me.
All right, Eric, I mean, see if Steven's wrong and you can surmount that lead.
It's a two.
All right, this is coming appropriately enough from Genus 2. Mm. This edition of Genus 2 is only sold in Canada. There's a bunch of Canadian questions in here.
I never get Canadian questions.
It's very rare. The category is entertainment. Ooh, this is Canadian.
Oh, my God.
What singer came into the world in Vital, Manitoba in 1927? As Juliet Sisak. That's Sysak. What singer came into the world in Vital, Manitoba in 1927 as Juliet Sisak?
Patty Murray.
Answer to this.
No, and I don't understand this question at all. It's somebody called Juliet.
Look, I don't know. I've never heard of this person. I have no idea who she is.
I'm looking at all of the Canadians on this podcast, and there are three of them in addition to me. Like, explain yourselves.
What was her given name again?
Juliet Sisak. Sysak.
Sysak.
Yeah. And yeah. Juliet.
I mean, is it spelled Madonna the same? Famous.
Yes. It is spelled the same. Wow. Eric is getting all of the really terrible questions
so
in this
dumb.
Game. Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
All right. Annette. I'm going to give you a question probably that's not Canadian, so please roll.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't have known that one anyways, and I wouldn't have guessed something that dumb. Four.
All right, it's coming from Genus 3. Category 4 is science and nature. What substance builds up in overexcited muscles, causing soreness and stiffness?
Lactic acid?
Yeah, you got another one right. You get to roll again.
Sometimes I get 2 points. Three.
All right, this is coming from the 20th anniversary edition. Category 3 is news. I hope it's not about fish bikinis. What did Corpus Christi's Sunrise Mall ban shoppers from wearing backwards, claiming they signified gang membership in 1994?
Is this a trick question where cap is too obvious? I'm just going with the cap.
I'm going to take that, yes. Baseball cap is the specific, but... Knowing Canadian parlance as I do, I know exactly that baseball cap is what you mean when you say cap. So, yes, you get to roll again.
Okay, if I get another one right, this will be something that has never happened in the history of Random Pursuit. One.
All right. It's coming from the family edition, but it is coming from the adults box. So, category 1, people and places. What are you commonly called if you worship at a church of the Latter-day Saints?
A Mormon?
Annette, you just got a sweep.
Oh my
Holy cow. I mean,
sorry,
as we finish out this round, Steven's gonna look it up and see if that's ever happened before, but
I will at some point. I will look up. Yep. Yeah, I'm finding out about Juliet Sisak right now, so carry on.
Our infamous Canadian.
Mm-hmm. All right, so yeah, sorry you don't get to answer any more questions, Annette, because it's Sarah's turn.
Yay.
I rolled a 6.
All right, this is also coming from the family edition, also from the grown-ups box. Category 6 is wild card. Could mean anything. What was Ben Rogers Lee practicing in the Alabama woods when he was pelted with birdshot from a nearby turkey hunter?
This is so specific. Okay. I'll just read that again for you because, wow. All right. What was Ben Rogers Lee practicing in the Alabama woods when he was pelted with birdshot from a nearby turkey hunter?
Karate. He was in crane pose and they thought he was a crane.
That is a great guess. I'm going to give you a whimsy point for that lovely guess. No, the answer is actually better. It was turkey calls.
Oh.
I'll do it. It worked.
I have a backup answer. The better answer is medicine.
Law. He's an attorney. He's an attorney in the back of Alabama.
Oh, boy. All right. Nice try. Kyle, it is now your turn.
I just looked up Ben Rogers Lee. He was killed in a car accident in 2001. That's the first thing that came up.
Wow.
The father of the modern day turkey calling was killed in an automobile accident on October 7th, 2001, near his home in Jackson, Alabama.
Swerving to avoid a turkey. Oh,
my God.
It was that same hunter. He was like, I'm getting this guy.
That was no accident with the turkey shot. That was no accident.
That was attack. All right.
What have you rolled, Kyle?
Another six. That's broken. I'll keep getting sixes.
All right. Well, this is coming from the TV edition. This is the TV edition that came out in 1991 and is only shiny on one side of the card. It just sounds like TV should be so fun, and this edition is really not, so sorry in advance for whatever question.
Well, it's only a smaller box, I'm noticing. It doesn't have the actual game board, so maybe those are one of those discount versions that came out. Are you going to analyze them all? Okay.
No, because Genus 2 is like that, and it has, it's
well,
because
it's made in Canada. It wasn't made in the 80s, so it was proper. They paid attention to detail back in those days.
All right.
Damn kids and their cards.
You said that was a six card.
I did, yes.
All right, wild card is the category. So what Russian premier did David Susskind talk into appearing on his program?
Khrushchev. Mm-hmm.
It was Khrushchev. Wow. Nice work.
It's the only premier I know.
Oh, actually, don't roll again, unless you happen to have an eight-sided die handy.
It's an app, so yes, I do.
So yeah, all right, then please roll a D8.
Five.
All right, this is coming from Czech Music Trivia. That is why you had to roll the eight-sided edition. These were little box, like playing card size boxes of trivia cards that either came in Czech Trivia or we sent away box tops to get because my family was so into trivia. So yeah, this is from 1980. Is it 83 or 84? Let me just double check. 1984. So music trivia from 1984 or before. And there are no categories other than just the fact that it's music. Mm-hmm. And question five, what Russian... Wow, lots of Russian questions. Mm. What Russian wrote the score for the Gary Cooper film High Noon? These cards are also really, really difficult. It's very rare for somebody to get a Czech trivia question right. Man. So if you do, I will be very impressed.
I have the Blu-ray across the room from me. It's too far away. Dang it. Cripes.
It was not someone named Cripes.
No.
I truly can't think of any. Ilya Salkind, is that a person?
You know, it might be a person.
It is a person. He produced like the Star Wars.
Okay, yeah. I was like, I knew that's not a person.
Yeah.
Who would?
But nope. Anybody know this one? Steven, you know a lot of...
I only know that I think the Oscar-winning song from it is Do Not Forsake Me, Oh My Darling. But yeah, I don't know who wrote it.
Well, the score was Dmitri Tiomkin.
Oh, of course. Of course, of course.
Of course it was. Come on, Kyle.
Sure. I totally knew that.
All right. That brings us to Scott.
Boy, I got another five.
All right, this is coming from the Silver Screen Edition. Category five is production. What Cary Grant facial feature was Columbia's ideal for its casting of Golden Boy? What Cary Grant facial feature was Columbia's ideal for its casting of Golden Boy? Weird question.
Wow.
That is a weird question. I feel like Cary Grant had a good chin. I'm going to say his chin.
You got it.
Well, there you go.
Roll right. Again.
Yes.
He did have a good chin. It is true.
That was the first one I got right. Cary Grant's chin.
Right. Well done.
A five again.
Okay, that means you get to choose the edition that your question comes from.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to go with the kids edition like almost everybody does? Mm-hmm. Or are you going to do movies or Star Wars like certain geeks do? No offense to those geeks. I love them all.
I'm gonna be cheap and go with the kids edition.
All right. Which of the many kids editions would you like? We've got Junior Trivia 1, which is for ages 5 to 9 from 1983. We have Junior Trivia 2, which is from ages 10 to 13, also in 1983. There's the Family Edition Kids Box. There's Trivial Pursuit Junior. There's the Disney Kids Box.
Well Disney already did me dirty, so I'm going to go for the 5 to 9.
that is the preferred.
It is a wise choice.
Preferred edition.
We hung out when we were both between five.
We probably played this game too. Actually, yep. Okay, and that was the number was 5. You said
yes.
That you rolled. Okay. Category 5 in Junior Trivia is geography/space. So think like a 5 to 9 year old in 1983, and answer: what are the largest pieces of land on Earth called? What are the largest pieces of land on Earth called?
Fun fact, I turned 5 in 1983.
So you have an unfair advantage.
I do. I would say that's a continent.
Correct. It Woo-hoo. Is indeed.
With the early question, the word trivia Woo-hoo. Has really stopped to enter. Yeah.
When you're 5 to 9, you know.
All right. I rolled a worm. Which, if you remember, is a 6.
Yes, a 6. All right. This is coming from Genus 3. Category 6 is wild card. What clothing accessory became a fashion fad with Raiders of the Lost Ark?
I think it's got to be his hat.
Correct. It specifies what
a
kind
fedora?
Of hat. Although yes, although yeah. like it's got a really wide brim for a fedora.
It seems like not kinda, a fedora. Yeah.
But yes, you are correct all around, which means that's another sweep for
right.
the whip.
Wow.
So I really wanted it to be a whip, stop. Though.
Well, my brother Dylan did get a whip after watching
had
those
a whip,
movies. So
and we used to whip each other. As yep. Because that's what you're gonna do. Oh. It's not fun, but also it's very fun.
Yeah, that whip was confiscated more than once.
I feel like having the whip wouldn't be as much of a crime as a lot of the people who try to pull off the Indiana Jones fedora hat, which is a much more serious
Ouch.
Offense. Even though she's tied, I have to say this because this has never happened this late in the game before. Annette is in the lead with 4. She's tied with Kyle. Thanks to Scott's sweep there. He's back up at 3. Eric with 2. Sarah with 1. Anybody's game. If Annette is in the lead, no offense, Annette. It's anybody's game.
Anybody's game. I am not thinking I'm going to win this game, but isn't it fun to be near the top?
All right, Eric, it is your turn.
Okay. Everything's riding on this. 5.
All right. This is coming from the Decades 2010 to 2020 edition, which is very strange to me because I'm not entirely sure if it's the 2010s and the 2020s, or is it just 2010
or
to
just
2020,
the
2010. But there's an S on decades, so I'm sorry I can't give you more specifics on this edition, but I can tell you that Category 5 is orange and it's called Game On.
Okay.
In 2016, developer Lima Sky announced it would be launching an esports league around what endless jumping game?
It can't be like Maze Runner, can it? Maze Runner.
It's not. It's something I've never heard of.
Called Temple Run?
It's called. Nope. It's called Doodle Jump.
Yep.
Oh, Doodle Jump. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Another endless jumping game. Okay.
Woo-hoo! Okay.
One of those endless jumping games.
At least you had heard of the Rampling. Game, so you're one up on me. All right, Annette.
I rolled a 3.
All right, this is coming from Genus 4. Category 3 is history. What 1920s president suffered 5 nervous breakdowns before he was sworn in?
Here we go.
Okay, so another thing I don't really know is your presidents, because I don't know. I couldn't even tell you who was Canadian prime minister in 1920. 1920.
I think we mentioned.
Is it Roosevelt?
It is not. Stephen?
1920s. Oh, it's going to be FDR, right?
Nope.
No.
1920. Oh, really?
40s.
Oh, right. Who was before? Oh, Hoover then.
Nope.
Oh, then I have no idea.
Anybody
the
else?
Canadians trying to guess American presidents. We're bad at it.
The only options are Harding and Coolidge.
It was Harding.
It was Harding.
Well, there we are.
I had no idea.
There was no chance I was ever going to come up with Harding, ever.
All right, Sarah, it is your turn.
All right. And I have rolled a 1.
All right, this is coming from the Genus 2 edition, the only sold in Canada edition. Category 1 is geography. What country is home to the world's oldest exposed rocks?
As of 1982.
Wait, what?
That makes no sense.
Yeah, it came out. Yeah, it was as of 1984. Genus 2 came out in 1984. What country is home to the world's oldest exposed rocks?
Did words mean different things back then?
makes zero sense.
How is I am parsing this question just fine. I don't know.
I'm going to say Kenya?
No, because this is the only sold in Canada edition, and the answer is Canada.
Where are these oldest exposed rocks?
I mean, it might be like the
Canadian Shield.
The Canadian Shield, yeah. Probably. Like they're just the oldest rocks to hit the surface of the earth.
Bedrock along the northeastern coast of Hudson Bay.
There you are.
There you go.
Yeah. Part of the Canadian Shield.
We bragged about this a lot in Ontario, probably.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
Kyle.
I can't get enough of trips to Hudson Bay. The hottest tourist destination around.
I mean, I'd rather go to Hudson's Bay, the department store, and just buy a blanket.
Equally deserted.
Founded in 1670, by the way.
That might be a question later, so
that's
take
true.
Notes, everybody.
Yeah, everyone, yeah. Oh, that's right. The Americans never pay attention to Canadian stuff. It'll be fine.
Well, we keep our rocks modestly covered here and there.
Yeah. Puritan country of the States covers up all their rocks. Yeah. Yep.
All right, Kyle, it is your turn.
I have rolled a 2.
All right, this is coming from the 2000s edition, and your card color is orange, which means the category is sports and hobbies.
Good lord.
And your subcategory is shopping.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Shopping.
There you go.
I mean, that is legit a hobby for probably me.
What edition was this again? Sorry.
This is the 2000s edition.
Thank you very much.
All right, let's see. Your question is, a mall in which country was the largest in the world when it opened in Guangdong province in 2005, but had only a handful of actual stores by 2013? I'm looking for the country.
China.
Yep. It is China.
That's kind of a giveaway with the name
of
the province. Yeah,
I was like, a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I was like, it's possible
of that,
that it's Korean, yeah. But I think it's China. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and the 2000s edition sometimes gives a little extra information on the back of the card, which I like. This one does. It says, New South China Mall is called, quote, a dead mall because so few people visit it. I feel like I saw a YouTube video about it once.
Yeah, it's kind of creepy and cool and neat. And you could probably shoot many apocalyptic zombie movies there.
Yeah.
If you were allowed to do that in China.
exactly. The one drawback.
If you were doing it for the Chinese government, I'm sure it would be fine.
Well, if instead of zombies, they were Japanese people, of course they would let you.
There we are. Or capitalists. No,
I think the only reason I knew that was simply because I moved to Edmonton that has one of the world's largest malls and is very proud of it.
Yeah.
But it got beat out pretty quickly.
Yeah.
All right. Scott.
Didn't I get it right?
Oh, wait, no. Kyle got, you got it right. I'm sorry. I got distracted by malls again.
Look, we've all done that. This might come as a surprise, but I've rolled a 6.
Okay.
I'm the only one keeping track of this, but it's a lot of 6s.
Your card is, this is the 1980s edition. I have 2 80s editions. This is the less fun one.
Oh, great.
Sorry. This one, not that it matters because it's about the 80s, but
it's more serious. All right. There's proper knowledge in this one.
Totally 80s.
This came out in 1991. Yes. My other one is the totally 80s edition, which is way more fun. And that one has lamination on both sides of the card. And this one does not. Mm. Yep. Anyway, your question is coming from the wild card category. What newspaper hit the streets in 1982 in boxes designed to look like TV sets?
TV Guide.
It was not.
Was it USA
Steven
Today?
Steven looks shocked. It is USA Today.
Oh, oh yeah, Eric. Of course. That was the emblem, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Sure. Mm. All right. Okay, now it's Scott's turn.
All right. I rolled a 3.
All right. This is coming from the Walt Disney Family Edition. It is from the grown-ups box. Category 3. Scott, welcome to the world of people. My least favorite of the worlds. What Ivy League university, apart from Yale, bestowed an honorary degree on Walt Disney?
Ooh.
What Ivy League university, apart from Yale, bestowed an honorary degree on Walt Disney? Did he really need more than one?
Apart from Yale. So it's like everybody knows the Yale one. Right. What about this
besides
one?
The famous honorary Yale degree. I'm going to go obvious and say Harvard.
Obvious is correct, as it often is in this edition. So you get to roll again.
Right. 5.
All right. This is coming from the 20th anniversary edition. Category 5 is, it says INV. I think it stands for innovations, but I just want to double check because I don't have all like 40 editions memorized. I apologize.
Disappointing.
But this one I was right about. It is innovations. So what famed South African surgeon told Time, quote, anything that makes life happier is good for you. That's why sex is good for the heart. Looking for a famed South African surgeon. So that's
this is
Time.
What year was
kids
this
edition.
Again?
Kids edition.
This is not a kids edition. This is the 20th anniversary edition, which came out in 2002.
Ooh.
Anything that makes life happier is good for you. That's why sex is good for the heart.
Don't think I know a South African surgeon. Dr. Oz.
I would like to claim a ghost not, point.
Oh, sure.
Dr. Christian Barnard.
Well done.
Wow.
He did the first artificial heart transplant.
Ah.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
That makes sense.
All right. Well, that is a solid ghost point right there.
Thank you.
He's also after whom Barnard Star is named. It's not, but... just want to point that out. All right. As we enter the last... regular round before the infinite round. Kyle and Scott got points in that one. We reverted to form a little bit there with only a couple points handed out. So Kyle has a slim lead with 5. Annette and Scott tied with 4. Eric with 2. Sarah with 1. Still, even though we only have 2 rounds left, anybody's game.
True. Mm-hmm. All right. Eric, start off our last
if I get
regular
more sports,
round.
I'm going to scream.
1. I'll scream for you. All right. It's definitely not sports. Well, I mean, at least not the category. It's coming from Trivial Pursuit Genus 5. The category is people and places. What city is connected to Cambridge via the Longfellow Bridge?
Boston.
It is Boston. Roll again.
Excellent. 2.
This is also coming from Trivial Pursuit Genus 5. Category 2 is arts and entertainment. Mm-hmm. What movie has Mickey Rourke slamming back drink after drink at a bar called The Golden Horn?
Gonna guess that's Angel Heart.
It is not. It is something I've never heard of. Anybody want to try a ghost point on this one? Mickey Rourke fans out there?
The Wrestler?
Iron Man 2.
It's
9.5 weeks.
It's Barfly. Is
Barfly. That makes sense. That made him famous. Okay, fair enough. That's a legit question I got wrong. I'll accept my defeat.
Okay. Well,
Eric, you would have had to have accepted it anyway.
No, the record shall so note. Yeah. It's, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, Annette, it is your turn.
I rolled a 2.
All right, this is also coming from Trivial Pursuit Genus 5, Category 2. Arts and entertainment. Mm-hmm. What Euro pop group snubbed a $1 billion offer to reunite for a 100 concert tour in 2000?
ABBA.
You didn't even need me to repeat the question. Wow. And you just knew.
Well, nice. Like what other, that's the only guess I would have had.
but it was right. You got it.
I love ABBA.
So go ahead and roll again.
I don't know what's happening. This is like the weirdest experience of my life. 3.
All right. This is coming from the 90s Time Capsule Edition. It comes in a really cool metal tin. Each card has a year on it. So this question is coming specifically from 1992. And your category is viewing. So what movie gives Jack Nicholson the chance to yell at Tom Cruise, "You can't handle the truth"?
Oh, shoot. I could know it. What is the name of that stupid movie?
That is what the card is asking for.
This is
for,
what yes. normally happens. It is. Oh, I know everyone is shouting the answer to this because it's like so easy. It's like about,
I flipped over the card before I even wanted to try to think about it. So
yeah. So you're invalidated from this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I've seen it, but that doesn't mean I could have come up with the title either. Mm-hmm. This is why I host a trivia
That's
show.
Right.
I feel like the word good is in it, and I totally can tell you the plot of the movie. I cannot tell you the title. This is why it leaves all the time. I don't know. A Few Good Men.
You got it.
That's it.
You just sniped the answer right at the end.
I think we might be being hustled. I think we're being hustled.
If so, this is the lot. Like this, if this is the moment, like it's taken Annette a lot of games to get to the point.
Like, she turned a lot to the net, and right? not like, done very
just
well.
Just made a.
That is so funny. I totally was like, that's like an old movie, like with some old Jimmy Stewart people type in it. This, I'm okay. Weird.
Nope. He was not in that movie. Actually.
No, he was not.
He was
Jack
dead,
Nicholson was. Two.
You get to roll again. Two, you said? All right. This is coming from the Decades Edition, which category two. This is another card that just has little colored pie wedges on it instead of letters to tell me what things are. Oh, this category is called binge-worthy. So that's exciting. What show starring Rutina Wesley as Nova Bordelon, one third of the estranged Bordelon siblings, is based on a book by Natalie Basile? I can spell any of those names if you want. I might not be saying them
well,
right.
None
what
of
show...
those things are familiar.
What
not
show starring
single,
Rutina Wesley?
Not the book, not the like nothing.
Nova Bordelon. Estranged Bordelon siblings.
I know. It's that Bordelon thing is just making me want to say Babylon 5.
That's not it. I'm sorry.
Okay. I was like, what? Does that? No. That would be really funny.
I have never heard of this. It is.
It's Ghost Point for me. It's True Blood.
Oh, is it? It's not.
Oh, it isn't?
Nope.
Okay.
Uh-huh. It's something called Queen Sugar.
That's not real. That's not a thing. You made that up.
Someone made that up.
Yeah.
That's Erica, like a this is all an elaborate ruse. Why don't you drop
it? It is.
Well, technically, all shows are made up.
Touché.
Bartlett's not real.
Oh, you know why? Because it only airs on the Oprah Winfrey Network.
Oh, obviously.
That's Schrodinger's Network. Is it real? You have to turn it on. Yeah.
Wow.
To feel it.
It's been on for 7 seasons.
None of this is true. Kyle, stop the jokes. It's not true. None of this is real.
That's why it's binge worthy. So many seasons.
Oh, I will say that surely they just... like Wikipedia'd something, because the first sentence about Queen Sugar is Queen Sugar tells the story of the estranged Bordelon siblings in Louisiana.
Well,
you
the secrets are
flying. A lot
flying
of questions
trivial.
When you make a game like this. So.
It's true.
All right, Sarah, it is your turn.
Kyle, I heard Rutina Wesley and I immediately went, I don't recognize any of those other words, but it's definitely True Blood.
That's, I was like, I know that one thing and I know the one thing she was in. Okay.
But the author of True Blood is Charlene Harris, I think, isn't it?
Probably.
Books.
Yeah, I was no idea. I don't recognize the name, but I'm definitely set that Rutina Wesley has only been in one show ever.
and that's not the case.
6.
All right, this is coming from the 1960s edition, which is another one that's only shiny on one side of the card. Very sad. Wild card is your category. What convicted murderer entered the world as Jack Leon Rubinstein?
Lee Harvey Oswald?
I'm afraid not.
Oh, he's done a convicted murderer.
Yeah.
Oh, that was...
It's Jack Ruby, right?
It's Jack Ruby.
It was indeed.
Oh, you could not have been closer.
Oh, close.
Yeah, you're very close.
Yeah.
Very close.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, Kyle.
Weirdly too close to blame the Dallas, Texas police force for that, but...
I'm going to roll, and I have rolled a 1.
All right. This is coming from Trivial Pursuit Volume 6. People and Places is your category. What nation's town of Erzurum hosts the National Sirit Championships, a sport where men on horseback fling javelins at each other? Okay. Erzurum, the town, is spelled E-R-Z-U-R-U-M, and it hosts the National Sirit or Kirit. It's capital C-I-R-I-T. Kirit Championships, a sport where men on horseback fling javelins at each other. So we're looking for the nation where the town of Erzurum hosts
Oh,
this.
Boy.
I want to see this sport.
Like, are they javelins? Is this for death?
Is this for death?
Or is it for bragging rights? Erzurum sounds kind of like a Middle East kind of town to me, maybe like Jordan or something like that. But Turkey?
It is Turkey. Yeah. Again. Turkey.
Never.
Wowzers.
That is an insane sounding sport. And I need to see it televised on ESPN 12.
Yes, please.
The aim is to hit opponents with blunt javelins.
Oh, blunt javelins.
Blunt. They've been blunt. Yeah. You're fine. Yeah. It's fine.
Just for bruises.
Good heavens.
Oh, boy. Did you roll for your second question?
No, I was just in shock of that
okay,
weird thing.
Okay, fair.
Two.
All right, this is coming from Trivial Pursuit, the Millennium Edition. Category two is Arts and Entertainment. What songstress was named after a Paint Your Wagon song about the wind? Paint Your Wagon is in italics. What songstress was named after a Paint Your Wagon song about the wind?
Well, they call the wind Mariah, and they called her Mariah, and the Carey clan is who I'm talking about. Of course, it's Mariah Carey.
It is indeed. Good work.
I'm so glad
wind cries
I'm
Mariah.
So impressed. Wow. I didn't.
No.
But that's, again, this is why
was
I'm
that one
host.
That Clint Eastwood sang in the movie?
It was.
That's 100%. The one.
Yeah. Second time today I'm talking about Paint Your Wagon.
Oh, wow. That's fun.
Second podcast recording in a day I'm talking about Paint Your Wagon.
There's a great Simpsons parody of that, if you haven't seen it.
There is.
Highly recommend.
And later on, Is This Camp with Sarah, Paint Your Wagon.
Honestly, I'm going to add that to the list right now.
Do it.
Maybe you could have Eric on as a guest so he could talk about it on yet another podcast. Yeah.
There we go.
I always get lost in the Lee Marvin rendition of I Was Born Under a Wandering Star, which is, I think, the word caterwaul comes to mind.
Oh, dear.
All right.
Well, Kyle, you get to roll again.
Rolling a five.
All right. This is coming from the 2000s edition. And the color of this card, I believe the pink and the purple are kind of similar when you don't have them right next to each other to look at. Mm-hmm. But I am pretty confident that this one is pink, which means your category is entertainment. And your subcategory is reality TV.
Great.
And you said you rolled a two?
No, a five.
Is that five? Five. Okay. Good, because now it's not a Kim Kardashian question.
It's hard to keep up with her.
It is. All right. From which novel does the show Big Brother, airing since 2000, get its name?
Wow. 1984. I won't even
you
make a joke
about
that.
You dodged a bullet on that Kim yeah. Kardashian wow. question. So congratulations on sweeping your final regular round.
Thank you.
That brings us to Scott.
All right. A two.
All right. This is coming from the Decades 2010 to 2020 edition. Category two is binge-worthy, once again. So, I wish you luck. Who played cyber terrorist and former M16 operative Raul Silva in Skyfall? Who played cyber terrorist and former... it says M16. I think it means MI6.
Slight difference. The hyphen is very important.
Oh my goodness.
That.
I'm gonna take out a pen. Yeah. One moment. I'm fixing this card. Just a second. Wow. This is the thing I have started doing because it bothers me when these cards are so wrong. MI6. All right. Here we go. Who played cyber terrorist and former MI6 operative Raul Silva in Skyfall? Skyfall is italicized, as you might guess.
I saw that movie. I don't remember who played the villain.
Antonio. Steven, don't get us sued.
Antonio Banderas.
It was not. Anybody have a ghost point on this one?
Javier Bardem. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
It was, which I did not know.
It was very good. Very good in that movie.
M16, come on.
M16. Jeez. All right. Well, that's the last regular round. Kyle, thanks to his knowledge of Turkish horse sports and
I've been
Western
studying it for
musicals.
Years. That's what I got my doctorate in.
Yep. You lead with 8, Kyle. Annette is in second place with 6. Scott has 4. Eric has 3. Sarah with 2. Entering the infinite round.
It's not actually infinite, but sometimes it does feel like it. Yeah. So we're going to start with a person with the highest score, and that is Kyle. Kyle is going to sort of set the goal for everyone else, make it very exciting and dramatic. Kyle, before you start your infinite round, please tell us about yourself. Tell us where people can find you on the internet, podcasts, whatever you want to share with the listeners.
Sure. I host a number of podcasts, 2 of which with 2 people on this call right now. For over, 12 years now, Eric Stadnick and I have been hosting the Doctor Who, the Writer's Room podcast. Mm-hmm. We are
12
currently
years, amazing.
Right, toward the beginning of the Stephen Moffat era. We'd look at the writers and stories of Doctor Who that way. I also host the now occasional there's a giant hiatus podcast, Doctor Who, The Memory Cheats with Stephen Chbosky. And I have a brand new podcast, or relatively brand new, that I started last year through my job at Nerdist.com, which is called Laser Focus, where it's a weekly deep dive pop culture podcast, which looks at any number of topics. We have done a deep dive into Doctor Who, Star Wars, Star Trek, things of that nature for dorks. We just did an episode about how Saturday morning cartoons and toy sales were all the fault of Ronald Reagan. So that's fun if you want to get into that. Wow. And yeah, and you can just follow my writing and hosting on Nerdist.com.
All right. Cool. Well, it is time to start answering some questions. So you're just going to go until you get one wrong. And you can start now by rolling a 6-sided die.
I will roll it. 1.
All right, this is coming from the 1960s edition, and category 1 in the 60s edition is personalities. Who became the Gallup poll's most admired man of 1967 when LBJ's popularity plummeted? Who became the Gallup poll's most admired man of 1967 when LBJ's popularity plummeted? Occasionally, I like to just read one of the other answers to the other questions on the card and just be like, the fearless vampire killers. That's who it was.
Yeah, very that's annoying. I know probably the question to that one. Roman Polanski.
Hopefully he was not popular.
No, I can't imagine. I don't know, Richard Nixon?
It was not. That was Steven's guess. He was holding up 2 fingers in each hand. But no, it wasn't. Nope. Any other guesses?
Martin Luther King.
Nope. You don't get any more guesses. You had to. It wasn't. It was another politician. It was Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Oh.
Was he not dead yet?
Disco
No, he was. He was just, that's how admired he was. Yeah.
All right. Still, though, Kyle, that still leaves you with 8 points, which is a very respectable point score for a random pursuit. So that is now the goal that everyone else is trying to hit. And we are going to loop around to Sarah, who has 1 point. And before you start answering your questions, Sarah, tell the listeners a little bit about you, what you do. You know, go ahead. Rap.
Rats it out on a rap with me, brother. Yeah.
Steven mentioned my podcast before, The Checks in the Mail, Steven. It's called Is It Camp? It is about camp culture and increasingly more so about queer culture as the years go by. You can find me anywhere at Sour Citrus Lady, whereas Erica says I mostly just shitpost.
Yep, it's true and it's glorious. All right, so Sarah, your goal to tie is 8, to win is 9. And you get to roll a 6-sided die.
I have a 5.
All right. This is coming from the 20th anniversary edition. Category 5 is still innovations. I remember. Their question is, what did three physicists call the new state of matter they produced to earn the 2001 Nobel Prize? And it's multiple choice. Is it caseous, C-A-S-E-O-U-S, caseous, coagulant, or condensate? What did three physicists call the new state of matter they produced to earn the 2001 Nobel Prize? Caseous, coagulant, or condensate?
Condensate?
It is condensate. Roll again. I would not have guessed that
it's obvious,
like,
when you think about it.
Well,
it's,
yes.
No.
Okay.
Oh, is it?
You got me. It's like condensation's been happening for, like, we know about that one, but yeah, so good answer.
I have to roll again. I'm sorry, I'm not used to this. 6.
All right. This is coming from the family edition, and it is a yellow card, which means it's a children's card. This came out in 1992. Category 6 is wild card. Who earned 33% less than other? Wait, sorry. Who earned 33% less than the other in 1990? Female or male secretaries?
I'm going to guess female.
You are correct. Yep.
Teaching the kids about feminism. Good job.
All right. Roll again.
1.
All right, this is coming from Genus 5. Category 1 is people and places. What Minnesota city is the world's busiest freshwater port?
Oh. Is that Green Bay?
No, in Wisconsin.
That's in Wisconsin. I also have a ghost point, but go ahead, Scott.
Scott, what is it?
It's got to be Duluth, right?
Home of the United States Hockey Hall of Fame.
Yes, you are both correct. It is Duluth, and it is home of the United States Hockey Hall of Fame.
Hopefully that's out of question, but...
Yes, if it is and somebody remembers, they will be rewarded for it.
True.
So nice try, Sarah. I appreciate that you stated the name of a city that is in my home state that Scott's been to many times.
Yeah, that's right.
I can still win if Mike Pence has the courage.
Ooh, nicely done.
Well played. All right. Okay, so next we go to Eric, who currently has 3 points. Eric, before you start answering questions, please plug stuff.
As Kyle mentioned, he and I co-host a podcast about the writing of Doctor Who, which you can find where you find good podcasts and bad ones for that matter. and I also co-host a podcast with a friend of many of us here, Shannon. We talk about musicals on a show called So Much Stuff to Sing, a podcast about the American musical. We do talk about musicals and various other things, and you can find me online pretty much anywhere except for where I used to be all the time, at SJC Austinite. SJC AUSTENITE. I've had that screen name a long time. I won't change it now.
That is respectable and fair. Mm-hmm. All right, you get to start off by rolling a 6-sided die.
2.
All right, this is coming from the Trivial Pursuit Millennium Edition. Mm. Category 2 is arts and entertainment. What daytime talk show host informed the world, quote, "I am irreverent, I am opinionated, but I'm not perky"? Daytime talk show host informed the world, "I'm irreverent, I am opinionated, but I'm not perky."
Let's go with Rosie O'Donnell.
It was not. Mm. It was Kathy Lee Gifford.
Well, that's just a lie.
That is absolutely a lie.
Look in the mirror sometime, because you were a perky lady.
Absolutely, yep. But she did say those words, so I'm sorry.
That's okay. These things happen.
All right. Okay, next we come to Scott, who has 4 points right now. Scott, before it is time to start rolling, it is time to start talking. Tell us about yourself.
All right. Well, like I told Erica, I don't have any fun creator things that I do. You can find me on LinkedIn. I bet I'm the first person on this show to ever say find me on LinkedIn. That's definitely where I spend the most of my online social media time, posting about coworkers. No, not really. But it's linkedin.com/IN/SN sign. If you're interested in marketing technology or marketing in general, you might be interested in what I have to say there. And if you're not, you unequivocally will not be. but the only other thing I'll plug is I work for a really cool company. I lead strategy for a marketing agency called Butler Till, founded by two women in the late 90s. We are still a women-owned, women-led agency, 100% employee-owned through an employee stock ownership program, which is really cool.
Wow.
Yeah. So every employee is an owner. Every owner is an employee. So we are a group of 300 people working for ourselves and each other. And on top of that, we are a certified B Corporation for anyone who knows what that means. So we're quite materially committed to using business as a force for good. So really, really cool place to work. Check it out, butlertill.com. If you are in the marketing world and looking for work, we're pretty much always hiring. So check us out there. Erica gave me permission to let everyone know what she was like as a kid.
I'm not sure if I'm going to regret this or not.
But I have nothing but good things to say. Visiting Erica and her family as a child is one of my fondest childhood memories. So piling in the family station wagon and driving out there. So much fun. I don't know if Erica remembers it, but when we left, she and Dylan, her brother, and Amber, her sister, used to ride their bikes up to the end of the subdivision to say goodbye. And I would be in the back of the station wagon waving. Core childhood so memory. So,
yep. And we never wanted them to leave.
Shout out to all of them, Uncle John and Aunt Renee, who I'm sure are listening.
I miss you.
Mm-hmm. Hope to see you one of these days. It's been too long.
Indeed.
That's all.
When I told my parents that you were going to be on, they were so excited. So you have absolutely just made their
just
day.
Lovely people. I know people would probably guess that listening to Erica and knowing Erica, but just all of her family.
They are wonderful.
Lovely people.
It's true. And you're included in that, Scott. Uh-huh. And now you get to start rolling
for
the final infinite round to see if you can get at least 5 more points to win.
I have rolled a 5.
All right, this is coming from the Doctor Who edition. From
So now I'm going to dishonor the family that I just had such great things to say about. I have never seen an episode of Doctor Who. Sorry, don't kick me off the podcast.
No, you're allowed to stay, okay. But you probably won't get this question right. So
this
may be
really hard.
And even if you had seen many episodes of Doctor Who, there are a lot of these questions that you probably would not be able to get. Your category is monsters. So your question is, what was the name of Oswin Oswald's ship that had crashed on the Dalek Asylum planet? It is multiple choice. Maybe you have a chance. Okay, so your choices are the Alaska, the Antarctica, the Savannah, or the Reef, R-E-E-F, in case I didn't pronounce that well. Alaska, Antarctica, Savannah, or Reef.
Where did it crash again? I'm just kidding. You don't have to do
anything for me.
It crashed on the Dalek Asylum planet. This is one of my favorite episodes of this era. I like it a lot.
I'll say the Antarctica.
I'm afraid that was not it. It was any of the Doctor Who nerds want to chime in?
It's the Alaska, wasn't it?
It was the Alaska. Oh, and I only know that because I watched this episode a lot of times.
Yeah.
My second choice.
That is not a question I would have known. Nope.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. I would have guessed blindly, wildly.
Is it called the Alaska because she bakes on it?
Oh.
I mean, maybe. Mm-hmm.
So many layers to that episode now. You have to watch it again.
Yeah. I always will. I always will. All right. So that brings us to our final contestant, our last best hope of beating Kyle. Not that we like hope, not that I'm hoping that anybody beats
hope.
Kyle. I'm just
we
here
hope.
For a good game.
Yeah, I'm terrible. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kyle's a dear friend. I love him like a brother, but he must be crushed. And and that is the tool that will you use to crush him.
Okay, no pressure. I'm really good at trivia.
Before you start answering questions, though, please tell the folks what you do, where to find you, etc.
So I show up on the Incomparable shows a lot. I hang out here with a lot of these fine people. But I host a podcast called Agents of Smooch, where we talk about romance in all kinds of forms, including, like, you know, rom-coms, not rom-coms, books, movies, TV shows. And one of my favorite things to do is to talk about romance and really weird things like The Terminator.
Yes!
The Terminator is an epic romance, which was one of our recent episodes. Or The Last of Us, which was really fun. So find us. Erica, Steven, and Sarah have all been on my podcast, and all the rest of you are welcome to come talk about romance anytime. So it's very fun.
All right. Well, I feel the need to apologize already because I just saw edition this card is coming from, but you can roll
okay.
Before I apologize.
I mean, this is a space I'm comfortable in, is not knowing the answer. So give me a question 4 on this card that is not going to be
right.
For me. Is it like Star Trek?
It's not. It's one that you only have yourself to blame. It is the Friends edition, the Friends TV show edition, which was given to me by my friends, one of them being Annette.
Yes.
And I have to point, even though you don't know the show.
Well, I've watched it, but like not for like 20 years. So if I remember it.
We have also learned that the like licensed like genre or specific show editions of Trivial Pursuit are by far the worst. They have the hardest, most uneven questions. And this edition has absolutely the worst facet of any edition of Trivial Pursuit that I've ever found. It's that it's separated into two categories based on seasons. So like seasons 1 and 2, 3 and 4, 5 and 6, or 4 and 5. It's 1 and 2, 3 and 4, 4 and 5, 6 and 7, 8 and 9 and 10, which is weird to start with. And where would you expect seasons 1 and 2 to be on the card?
One.
They're at the bottom. The They are at the bottom, and it bugs the crap out of me. So I have made the executive decision to count from the bottom of the card for the Friends ones. So that means counting up, Annette, your question is coming from seasons 6 and 7.
Okay.
So best of luck to you here.
Thank you.
What is the name of the card game that Chandler invents in order to trick Joey into taking his money? Oh, and then
Dutch
I have to turn the card
Blitz.
From left to right. Just bugs me. Sorry, what did you say?
Dutch Blitz.
That's
a game
that is
I
not
like,
it.
And I have no idea. Yeah, no.
Any Friends super fans here know the answer to this? I certainly didn't. It's something called Cups.
Sure.
Cups with a capital C. I feel very sad that we had to end on a Friends question, but guess whose fault it is? It's yours, Annette.
It's mine. Yep. It's my own fault. I created my own demise.
You did, but that's all right, Annette. Well, let's read all the final scores here. Eric, thanks for coming along. Sarah, thanks for coming along. You all each finished fourth, tied for three, not last, fourth, with 3 points each.
That's still respectable, though, because sometimes
very respectable. All scores have been respectable. Yeah. Scott had 4. Annette, with her tied your best score ever, but this is your best placement ever in Random Pursuit history. You got 6. And Kyle, now 2 for 2 for appearances on Random Pursuit, is your winner with 8.
Yes, indeed. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
I hope you have all had a great time. I want to thank all of our players. Thank you, Eric, Annette, Sarah, Kyle, and Scott. Special thanks to my scorekeeper, spouse, and love of my life, Stephen Shapansky. And thank you, as always, to our listeners. Please join us again on the next Incomparable Game Show. Toodaloo!